Welcome you back to the PM Sports page. It's now time for our Jet Physical Therapy Soccer Athlete of the Week. Congratulations to Highland's Owen Donovan, now joined by Owen. Owen, I appreciate the time. Great to have you along here today.
Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate for this nomination and to be called the Athlete of the Week on KCII.
Very well, good. And you were nominated for a great performance last Thursday, an opening season victory against Washington 3-2. Before we break down that contest, coming into the season, your thoughts on the team and how do you think this team can improve on from last year?
Well, there's plenty of things to improve on. Last year we were kind of rough. We didn't look like much of a team. We weren't very organized. It was kind of just we were throwing stuff together and we were trying to throw passes downfield. Try to get things grooving, but this year we're a lot more organized. We can still get even more organized than what we are right now. Currently, we have a pretty good defense that we complete improvement from last year. Our defense from last year was just people were flowing through us like water, and it wasn't very fun. It was just kind of watching people score goals the whole game. But this year, it's something different. You feel it's a different vibe throughout the team. We can definitely get better on passing the ball. Like this last night's game when it's like 100%, I think we were better physically, but we just couldn't pass the ball like Mid Prairie could. They were great passers. They were great ball handlers. We definitely need to get better on that. The only one on our team that happens to have really good ball handling or two people is Christian Arcega and Jordan Sosa, and the rest of us are just kind of there. But it's better passes, better organization. I know we're pretty organized as we are, but yeah, better organization as overall, better passing, better ball handling. Overall, I think scoring, I think we can make happen, especially with our speed up front. More of that kind of stuff, you know what I mean? Just like attacking and just ball control.
Yeah.
Passing.
Sure. And let's break down Thursday's contest, opening season victory against Washington, 3-2. You had two of the goals. Mm-hmm. Break down both goals. How did each of them happen?
The first one was a little bit interesting. Jordan Sosa had a nice drive off the right side of the field into the goal, right into the goalie box, really close to the goal. Tried to tap it in with his left foot pretty hard, hit the goalie, came off his face, happened to be right into a good range for my left foot and banked it in, but put it right up, right on the left side. And then the second goal was a good pass downfield and happened to be able to use my speed to get out in front and bank it off the right post into the goal.
Good stuff. Able to come out with an opening season win. Exactly how you draw it up, I'm sure a lot of excitement from the team afterwards.
Oh, yeah, a lot of excitement because we won one game last year with our old coach, and it was exciting to know that, yeah, last year Washington beat us 10-0 and ended the game early because how bad they were beating us. And to come out and with them having most of the same guys to come back and beat them and especially on the season opener, to give us confidence throughout our season. It's kind of a confidence booster for us, mm-hmm. especially.
Alex Cruz, your coach, what do you like about him in his first year here?
Oh, man, he's great. I love everything about him. He's a great man. He's wonderful. He's nice. He's polite, but he's intense, and that's what our team needs. We need somebody intense. We need somebody that's gonna hold us accountable for what we did and never really is going to tell us what we did right, but always going to tell us what we did wrong. Mm-hmm. And it's just like sometimes too much of the right stuff, too much when you tell a kid how much he did right, gets to his head. It's an ego. And he gives you what you did wrong, and he wants you to improve on that. And that's what you focus on. He narrows it down, and he's just a great coach. He knows what he's doing. He has an idea, and he can draw something up quickly if he needs to. And he can boost your confidence. He can give you some of that confidence if you lose some. And he brings a great vibe to the team. And it's a whole different addition to our team that just brings up spirits.
Mm-hmm. What part of you as an individual, what part of your game do you think you improved on the most the last couple seasons?
Mainly by me, I would say my speed. I've gotten way faster than I was last season. I would say I was pretty quick last season, but this season it's just gotten way more faster. And mainly dribbling. I got really good at dribbling. I'm able to control my speed and the ball at the same time, which has become a great benefit to me and the reason why I scored my second goal and the reason why I give a lot of problems downfield. Mm-hmm. Especially for the defense, because most of them have trouble keeping up with me. Mm-hmm. And overall, passing, I've gotten very good at passing and shooting goals better. And that's the main thing I focus on since I'm more up front. I never really go drop down that far.
Mm-hmm. Fun one for you. Do you have a soccer role model?
Cristiano Ronaldo, by far. He's a professional soccer player. It's just amazing what he does, because he kind of does what I do. He's not much of a defender, but he can attack, and he can put the ball in the goal no matter what, and he's fast, and he's good, and he can dribble. He can do all that kind of stuff, and I like the skills he uses, and he improvises to score his goals, and it's amazing to watch him play, and it's something you want to be when you grow up, and it's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Owen, what other sports you participate at Highland?
Football.
Football? What's the position?
I'm currently multiple positions. I'm a running back. I'm a tight end. I do kind of all that, and I'm a linebacker.
Okay. Put you on the spot here. Soccer or football, what's the favorite?
I got to say, for right now, probably football. I'm a big contact guy. I like hitting things. I like doing that kind of stuff. In my opinion, it's kind of a stress reliever. You know what I mean? I've always loved football. I love the adrenaline rush that you get during football. But I'd say it's a pretty close race, even if I could say football was my favorite.
Sure. Obviously, a lot of time, you're just a sophomore, but have you thought about what you might want to do after high school?
Yeah, I've been thinking a lot about that, actually. I've been getting some emails from colleges wanting me to come out to some football camps to see how I am as my prospect and stuff like that. And maybe enlistment in the military, maybe enlist in the Marines, or maybe try to go for some Ranger stuff, maybe some higher up stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, very good. What inspired you to possibly want to go that route in the military?
Oh, it's just I have two cousins in the military. Well, they're Air Force and stuff like that, and it's like I watch these guys go out on the battlefield and protect our country, and it's kind of like you're giving back to the people that did everything for you. You know what I mean?
That's great stuff. Owen, last question before I let you go here. Our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, their tagline is movement is your medicine. So how do you use movement as your medicine to get in shape for competition?
Oh, I'm a big exercise guy. I love that stuff. It's a stress reliever, and it also puts you in the zone, and it gets you to maybe like improvise on one thing and get better at one thing, but it can also like improve your game. You know what I mean? It's like it gives you that confidence booster, like to know that you're most likely going to be more physical than the other people on the field, and that's that movement that you put into exercising and stuff like that is just great. It gives you a good feeling, it gives you a good vibe, and it puts that vibe and it applies it to the game, and then it becomes a whole different thing. It gives you a whole different mindset, and that mindset's just great.
Mm-hmm. Owen, it's been great fun talking to you here today. Congrats on a great start to the season, and hope to keep things rolling.
All right, thank you.
That's Highland Boys soccer player Owen Donovan. Join us as this week's Jet Physical Therapy Soccer Athlete of the Week. Owen had a pair of goals in last week's season-opening victory against Washington. Let's take a break. We'll have more PM Sports Page after this on KCII.